coming all your way.
Gonna have your way. Gonna change my life. Gonna have your way. Gonna change my life.
Open your mouth and just begin to pray. Inalabaya galagaya galagaya. Itasetera. Father, we give you the worship. Thank you because you are faithful. And thank you because you are God. Be glorified, O Lord. Do only what you alone can do. We worship you in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Presence of the Lord. We thank the Lord for the download we have received so far. We give him the praise and the honor because of his faithfulness and his mercy to us. We shall be looking at the forces of revival, part 5, and this is titled "They Shall Run." Anybody ready to run? On your marks, get set. Hey! Hey, 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 hey! Ay, 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 Hoshadi daya. Hoshada galaga ya da da ya da ya ya da 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 da. Atasata ya da galaga ya ya. You have crawled for a long time. And you have walked for a long time. It is your season to run. Your ministry has crawled for a long time. Your destiny has crawled for a long time. Your business has crawled for a long time. I announce to you today, it is your season to run. It is your season for the anointing on your life to boil. It is your season. Ay, 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 ay. For your assignment to run. It is your season. On your marks, get set, run. Hey. Ay, 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 ay. See people running everywhere. Running on the gallery. Etasina gagaya hasanada. Every break the devil has applied on your life, applied on your destiny, applied on your assignment, applied on your ministry, that break is collapsing. That break is being dismantled. I said, I see them running in Lumaya, and running in Lagos, and running in Makurdi, and running in Plateau, and running everywhere. They shall run. delay arrested. The spirit of 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 stagnation arrested. The spirit of stagnation arrested. Delay arrested. Stagnation arrested. Itasadayada. Delay arrested. Stagnation arrested. Delay arrested. Stagnation club and a shot of pain. Many of you are going to hear reports from your community and hear from where you came from that the embargo that was placed on your construction project has just been lifted, and that the limitation of your life has just been lifted. Amen. And that something is progressing even in your absence. Amen. Believe that, shout the loudest amen.
Amen.
And take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I'd like to let you know that was not premeditated. So I believe that something is happening right here. They shall run. Our objective tonight is to understand the secret of kingdom runners. What is it that makes runners in the kingdom? In the book of Joel chapter 2 and in verse 4 and verse 7 and verse 9. Joel chapter 2 verse 4 and verse 7 and verse 9. He said the appearance of them is as the appearance of horses. And as horsemen, so shall they run. In verse 7 he said, they shall run. Like mighty men, they shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march everyone in his ways, and they shall not break their ranks. In verse 9 again he said, they shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up upon the houses. They shall run. They shall run. They shall run. Summary is, the end time army is an army of runners. They shall run. They shall run. They shall run. There is no room for crawlers. There is not even the room. There is no room for sitters. No room, no provision for crawlers. Not to talk of walkers. Oh, the only people permitted in the army are runners. They shall run. They shall run. They shall run. They shall run. That is why everything that has put your life in a stationary position, tonight, that spell must be broken. That is why every cause of delay in your life must be destroyed. That is why every power of procrastination in your life must die. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say louder amen. You need to be able to fulfill life assignment within time allotment. We must fulfill life assignment within time allotment. We do not have eternity to fulfill destiny. We only have time. Let us say Fetus Atakaka. When we were in Leeds the other day, my daughter came to me in the hotel. That is Debbie. I sitting and we're talking. She was talking about how the program went and everything. And we're talking, and I said to her, you know what? This today that has come, and we are here together in the evening now, this today will never come again forever. I said to her, this day, with the exact combination of events, situations, opportunities, and possibilities, will never come together again.
I don't know what she was asking, whether, why do I do the things with the force with which I do them? Or, and I said to her, I said, forever and ever, today has passed. I said, everything that should be done today that has not been done has gone forever. Tears filled her eyes. She said, you are telling me something, sir. It's an army of runners. Our challenge, why the move of God has delayed, is because there are many crawlers praying for revival. Many crawlers, many people seated praying for revival. Many people walking, asking God for revival. And God said, I am not talking about people like you. I am looking for runners. I am looking for people with the electricity of motion. I am looking for people with the mentality of alacrity. I am looking for people with an unusual sense of urgency to confront the forces of hell with the force of urgency. I am looking for people living life on the edge. I am looking for people who are ready to put the devil under pressure. I am looking for people who are ready to give the devil no breathing space. Who are ready to give the devil full marking. You know how they play football and then they just earmark a particular player and they say just handle him very well. And everywhere he goes, this one goes. Just tackle him very well. Lift up your right and say, Father, I am true. We're just sitting. I am true. We're just walking. I am true with crawling. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, I shall run. I shall run into the fulfillment of destiny. I shall run into the fullness of purpose. I shall run into the camp of the enemy and devastate the forces of hell. I shall run. Now, very, very quickly, I'm just going to... What makes runners? What should you do to be a runner? Number one, possess vision. Write the vision, make it plain that he may run that readeth it. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 3. 2. Write the vision, make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. Vision makes runners. When you see beyond where you are, when you see what Jehovah sees, when you see into the purpose and plan of God for the hour, when you see the burden of Jehovah for the season, it will make you run. When you know what is of concern to God for your nation, when you know what is of concern to God for your generation, when you know what is of concern to God for the assignment you are doing, when you take delivery of the fullness of the purpose of God, which is called vision, you will be restless. It makes runners. It puts you on your toes. You know why some of us run so much? We see what he showed us versus what we are seeing. And we realize it doesn't match. We see what he showed us. What he showed us that should be possible compared with what we are seeing. While people are praising you, you are telling them you don't know what you are talking about. You are not seeing what I am seeing. There are revelations we can't share. They are too sacred to be shared. In the fullness of them, we shall share them. When you see people talking carelessly about the things they see and heard and all of that, they don't know God at all. They're just there for braggadocious purpose. Paul the apostle said, there are things I have seen I can't share with you. That it's even too heavy for mouth to utter. There are things I have seen I've not even shared with my wife. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? All you will ask God tonight is, just give me access into your mindset for the hour. Access into your mindset. Access into your heart. Access into your concern. Access into your burden. Your burden for my life. Your burden for my generation. Your burden for my assignment currently. Just give me access. When you see it, it will make you run. You will just be on the run. People won't know what is making you to run. But you are seeing things. Possess vision number two. Strive for excellence. Before I go there, the other day, I was talking about how much money we spend for the conference in Leeds last week. You have the picture of that conference, right? There are people from that conference. That was Leeds conference. I think this was last week Friday in Leeds. You were there with us. You were there. And people came from everywhere. And I said, and the sanctuary, the renting of the hall plus the sound and the system together was about £250,000. Would you like to convert it? £100,000 is how much in Nigerian naira now? That's it from the, how much now? £100,000. The exchange rate, was it? Is it 1,005? Pounds. 1,2. So £100,000 is now 120 million. Plus another 100,000, 240 million. Then the 50,000 on top. When I said that the other day, one of the members of the church said, oh no. Is that what it cost? He said, I cease from going forward. I cease to just look for how to survive. I must make money. For the sake of the kingdom, I must make money. I must be a millionaire. I must be a billionaire to be able to undertake the whole of this kind of program. And just clean it up. I must be. You know what? That kind of a person will be a runner. Is not pursuing money now for the sake of just making money. There is a kingdom vision that is behind the pursuit and the conquest of wealth. That's how runners are made. Runners are made by the possession of vision. Vision brings forth acceleration. Number two is strive for excellence. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 to verse 26. He said, know ye not that they which run in the race run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run that you may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery or for excellence is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we are incorruptible. The idea for so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. What's the next verse? All right. I am striving. What is the meaning of striving for excellence? Striving to become everything God wired you to become. Striving to arrive at every possibility that is connected to inherent ability. are striving to. And people, let me tell you, until you and me see Christ face to face, there is one more soul to win. There is one more church to plant. There is one more crusade to organize. There is one more devil to cast out. Until you see Jesus Christ face to face. Until we see Christ face to face. I want to say this and don't forget it forever. Your calling is not a destination. It's an adventure. It's a journey. Your calling, you don't arrive at the place called the calling. The journey continues until you see your caller. So you are sitting down there, we have organized 50 crusades. We have organized, planted 30 churches. And everybody is clapping for you that nobody around you have done such a thing before. So you just settle down there, not knowing that. You see, many times, people that the earth is clapping for, heaven is mourning for them. Because it's like, look at you. Look at your possibilities. Look at your potential. Look at what you are capable of becoming. And see where you are. A man by the name Charles Wesley wrote 6,000 songs. How many musicians in our generation have been able to push out even 2,000? Do you understand what I'm talking about? And I released one album or two or three or four. And everybody celebrated me. And with that album, I went everywhere. And I have arrived. And heaven is crying. Look at this boy. With the capacity loaded with up to 20,000 songs. Look at this young man. You planted 100 churches and you are praising yourself. When I have planned for you to plant 10,000 churches. That was why Paul the Apostle said, forgetting the things that are behind, I am reaching forth to the things that are in front. Philippians chapter 3 verse 12. Philippians chapter 3 verse 12. Philippians chapter 3 and in verse 12. And look at this. Not as though I had already attained. Either way already perfect, but I follow after. If that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I can't know myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Or if you will only understand that the best is still in front and that anywhere you have been through is called wilderness, no matter how successful you are, it has been wilderness compared to where you are meant to step into, then you will wake up. You know, in the military, if you behave so dull, you say, my friend, wake up. Say, permission to wake up, sir. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm sure heaven will be telling some of us, wake up, friend. Say, permission to wake up, sir. Am I communicating to somebody here at all? Beloved brothers and sisters, every day you wake up in the morning, convince yourself that there is something ahead of you that you have not yet touched. There is a glory you have not yet touched. There is a mantle you have not yet seen. After 33 years of ministry, Paul the Apostle cried. He said that I may know him and the power of your resurrection. After so much miracle, divided the Red Sea and did everything, Moses was still saying, if I have found favor on your side, show me now your glory. Billionaire Christian man, millionaire, I want you to understand that you are in the business world on a mission. And God is looking at you and seeing the extent to which you are willing to conquer the wealth of the earth, which belongs to him. In order to push kingdom agenda, and you pay the little tithe of 100 million or 10 million or whatever it is, and you beat your chest as if the church should praise you, God is saying, no, inside your program, I wanted only you to be able to build this kind of church. This one that has roof in millions of dollars, that I have put put in you the capacity to do that. Only you, and build like 100 of this type around the earth. And you are there driving with escort and thinking that is, you have arrived. Huh? Everybody running up and down. And I have arrived. You do one thing, you blow your trumpet. You do small, you blow the trumpet. See, if you are blowing your trumpet for doing this tiny, what will you do when you do the major ones I wanted you to do? Somebody lift up your right and say, Father, I have not started yet. I am on the journey. 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 If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Beloved, on this journey of life and destiny, there is no place to settle. You come around the military barrack, they say, just keep walking, keep moving. No parking, no stopping, no waiting, no honing. That's how the real life is. Just keep moving. Just keep walking. Just keep on moving. Just keep moving. Just keep moving. Just keep taking steps. Just keep making moves. That is the kind of people that God is looking for in this end time force. A people on the run. Number 3. You want to run? How many runners are here? 3. Hate oppression. Hate what? Let me say it like this. Hate the oppressor and his oppression. You will be a runner. You will be looking for where to manhandle the devil. Hate the oppressor. Acts chapter 10 and in verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went. He moved. To do what? To do good. And to do what again? To deal with the devil that is oppressing the people. Obviously, he was looking for a mantle that will make him manhandle the oppressor. Did you see the word I use? Manhandle. Humiliate. Frustrate. Destroy. And when that mantle came, he went. This is the point of the matter. Think of all the affliction that the devil is causing on the earth and get angry. Think even over your own life and your family. All the times the devil wanted to kill you before your time and wanted to stop you from becoming anything and get angry. You know, David brought down Goliath by anger. If you hear his statement, you will hear the anger inside. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Who is this non-covenant person? Who is this person that has no relationship with the God of Israel? What is his backing? What is his power? What is he relying on? What is making him to boast like this? I better die than to watch this man function. I told you yesterday that there is a connection between anger and unction. That is why I believe there was a command, be angry. Just that, sin not. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? That was in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 48, all the way to verse 51. See how David ran with anger. And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the Philistine. He ran. He hurried. That anger makes you run. Have you seen somebody who is provoked before and he ran towards the provoker? Is it me that you are talking to like this? It charges towards the provoker. That is what anger does for you. He ran. Listen, he hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And that was not the end of the running. And David put his hand in his back and took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead. And the stone sunk into his forehead and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and smote the Philistine and slew him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Therefore David again ran. He charged. Look at the neighbor, say charge. Look at somebody, say, you are too calm. You are too patient with the wicked devil. Charge and run. Charge and run. Charge and run. Charge and run. Charge! Lateke Pharaoh dagagadadada. And he ran. And he stood on top of the Philistine. And drew it. And took his sword, drew it out of the sheath thereof, slew him, cut off his head thereof. And when the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. If you will run, the enemy will flee. If you know how to charge and how to run, you will put the enemy and his forces on flight. You will put them to flight. If you know how to charge and how to run, you will put the devil and his wicked agents to run. I prophesy to somebody here today. God will place a dose of holy anger in your spirit tonight. Exactly what he feels about the wickedness of the devil in the earth. He will put a little of it in your heart tonight and you will manhandle the devil. Shout the Lord and say amen. If you want to run, what do you do? Number 4, run with runners. Alright, put it this way. Company with runners. Jeremiah chapter 12 verse 5. He said, if you have run with footmen and they have wearied you, then how can you contend with horses? So if you are associated with footmen that are running, it will make you run. Listen, association determines acceleration. Company determines velocity. Association determines acceleration. Many years ago, I was traveling to Lokoja. This will be almost 20 years ago. Early times of the church, maybe 21 or 22 years ago. The car we had either the eyesight, either had glaucoma or cataract or something. So the eyesight of the car was not good. And it was in the night. So that automatically affected our speed. So we're moving very slow. Until a Nissan Patrol or a Land Cruiser, four-wheel drive, with light that it was coming from our back, it flooded the whole road with light. From our back, we were using his light to see front. I said, Roadmaster has arrived. Roadmaster has arrived. As soon as he overtook us, I said, driver, associate. Hey! We were struggling with potholes before, but now it was over. The man flooded the road with his light and we just queued in. We didn't even need lights as much anymore. We just followed his move. We could see the road from behind him. And that was how we, following him, went through the portals and went our way. As soon as we arrived at the city, everybody went his way. That was the first time it occurred to me that association is a foundation for acceleration. Who you walk with will determine how far you can run. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. He that moveth with runners shall run. If you are accompanying with settled people, you will be settled. If you keep the company of settled people, you will be settled. If you keep the company of seated people, you will be sitting. If you keep the company of crawlers, you will be crawling. And you will think you are succeeding. Because every other person around you is crawling. You keep the company of walkers, you will be walking. But just keep the company of runners, you will run. And keep the company of flyers. Hey! Ay. No. The other day I told Pastor George, I said, by now you should be an archbishop. He said, archbishop over nothing. Because when we first met, he has already been penned down to be ordained a bishop. When we met, how many years ago now? 13, 14 years ago. He was already. And when I went to his church, with all humility, uncle, I don't have any plan to. But that sanctuary there, I don't know the capacity. 1,000 or 2 or maybe 1,000 at the most. Gallery was that's full program. People were just inside. The gallery was, but this guy, his bishopric is very soon. By the time that encounter happened, the bishop elect, you yourself, you should have been by now. You know, you were a senior reverend when you came here. And I know what I'm talking about. And he himself knows. That was how, before you can say praise the Lord, the mantle just shifted at work. Shifted. Sanctuary field overflow. Road overflooded. They got a big land, like 100 plots, to go and do something like a campground or something like a permanent site. The struggle there was too much. Too much struggle. And he said, there is a land somewhere. I said, don't struggle to go into that place now, all the way distant place. Don't struggle. Calm down. There's something nearby here. Go there. It's like 5 minutes or 6 minutes walk or drive from the current church. And it's sizable, like 4 or 5 or how many plots? 40 plots there. That is the one to go now. And decree was made. And he stepped in there. Bam! Explosion. Once service on Sunday, over 10,000 people counted. People everywhere. Apart from satellites planted in church. I thought we had a picture here. He came into the company of runners. And realized that he was settled. He would have remained in that settled position till now. There is no entitlement in titles, according to what my Papa Oyedepo said. And the title without the mantle equals the battle. Because you need to battle to defend the title. But I want someone to know here today that you are in the company of runners. As we are here now, they just showed you on the screen now. People are everywhere within FCT here, like I don't know how many, 100 or 200 or so many, that they are there now meeting like this now. Show us some on the screen. All across the country, all across the world. This is not a vigil. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Our Father God, Son, Bishop Oyedepo is running like fire. 1 year, 10,000 churches planted. 1 year. I think another, the first one was 5,000, next one was 10,000. I think the other year was almost 20,000 in a year. And you are there settled and they are clapping for you that you planted 5 churches. It's a new day. I release in this company upon everyone seated here the mantle for running. Receive it now! Every spell of delay is over forever. In the name of Jesus. Take your seat. Number 5. I'm going to run to the rest. Possess light. The example I just showed you now shows that if you have light, you will move fast. And the light we are talking about is revelation. Galatians chapter 2 verse 2. Paul the apostle said, and I went up by revelation. And I preached among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation. That is those who were notable, notable spiritually. Lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. So revelation brings both elevation and acceleration. That is, there is something God will show you from the Bible that will put you on your toes. There is something God will show you from His Word that will keep you on your toes. You just become restless. I received light in the healing ministry some time ago, and that pushed me. He's showing you the new place that he went. I'd like you to compare this with what I told you at first. Now it had overflows. This place has overflows. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Company shifted everything. That is Port Harcourt, Nigeria. Port Harcourt. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Possess light. Lord, show me something from your word that will put me on my toes. Number 6. Wait on the Lord. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. They that wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run. They shall run. Waiting on the Lord is a trigger for running. What happens? You muster enough strength to run. We talked about the horse this morning. And you know that the secret of the horse, horse speed is horse strength. Is horse strength. The secret of the horse speed is horse strength. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? Those who get addicted to food, I'm sorry, even in the physical, they are sluggish. How easy is it for you to run even after you just finish eating very well? There are those who are very sizable, that the size is follow come. But there are those who are very sizable from food. Saw somebody eating one day, you will not believe it. The whole plate is full. Just like this. It's a mountain. Ice cream on this side, another ice cream, Coke and Fanta. All together at once. He said, but will you like to drop weight a little bit? He said, but I don't really eat. That was. So if you really eat, what will happen? You will swallow camel. But I used to pull the legs of some people. I say, I wish I had this kind of size. I will hide under it and fast very well. Because the way I look now, if I fast more, people catch me. Say, you are looking so, your mouth, your face is somehow. But that is in the physical. Those who wait on the Lord, there is an impartation of strength that makes you a spiritual runner. Waiting on the Lord. That was number what? Number 6, number 7 is the hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord on a man makes it impossible for him to crawl. Lay your hands upon me, Lord. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me. Oh Lord, I need your hands. Lay your hands on me, oh Lord. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me. Oh Lord, I need your hands. You connect the hands of the Lord. 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 46. 1 Kings, and the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah, and he gathered up his loins and ran. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And that hand of the Lord is interconnected with the Spirit of the Lord and interconnected with the anointing. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. You know, when David was anointed, I found David, my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him. Verse 21 now, with whom my hand shall be established and my arm shall strengthen him. The hand of the Lord and the anointing of the Lord are connected. No wonder when the anointing came upon Jesus, he moved. Whatever you do to ensure that God places his hand on you at the place of intimacy, the place of communion, the place of prayer, you will be a runner. You will be a runner. You will be a runner. At times, the people that move with me are the people I pity. Most of them take time to recover. In some meetings, their eyes are open, but you are aware that they are not there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One day, we finished night vigil in area one. And I told my wife, and I said, the way I'm feeling now, it looks like I can go for another 6 hours. I just feel like if we have the service continuing for the next 6 hours. He said, well done, sir. Well, you can continue service lest we, the normal human being, go and sleep. We, the normal human beings, will go and sleep. I said, what do you mean? Are you saying I am not normal? So I don't know where you are operating from. The hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord. That is why don't contend with a man who carries the hand of God. Don't contend. He ran faster than a royal chariot. Don't contend with the one. That is why some people have to almost turn into native doctors in an attempt to achieve what the hand of the Lord is accomplishing. Try to achieve what the hand of the Lord is accomplishing. When the hand of the Lord is on the head of a tadpole, that tadpole will sink a shark. When the hand of the Lord places you on a bicycle, that bicycle will overtake a Gulfstream aircraft. The hand of the Lord. Somebody lift up your right hand and say, Father, I need your hand on my life to run the race in this end time. Number seven was connect the hand of the Lord. Connect the hand of the Lord. And number eight, drop every weight. Drop every weight. It is confirmed that weight is the enemy of speed. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. Romans chapter 12, he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. Now move to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, so that we can run with patience the race that is set before us. So there are two things there, the weight and the sin. Both weight and sin will impede your speed. There are things that are weights. They are not sins, but they are weight. And if a weight is anything that slows you down. Too much time on the phone can become a weight. I received so much calls until I came to the point where I placed the phone on do not disturb. Because I bought the phone didn't buy me. I am to use the phone is not permitted to use me. So when I see, I'm most times when it is on the mode, the people who attempt to call, you see the missed calls of the. So when I see, and I see someone that needs an answer, maybe my father in the Lord, or maybe something that is positively contributory to life assignment. Hello. And then of course the text messages, as many as possible, I answer them. Especially urgencies. Some I call them. Am I communicating? Social media, WhatsApp, this, that can become a weight of life, drastically cutting down on your prayer time, drastically cutting down on your meditation time, on time to access revelation from the world. Movies, video games, some of all these things, weight of life. Endless discussions. Endless, useless, unprofitable associations and friendships. Where somebody is adding nothing to you. And you are adding nothing to them. You are just luggages on each other's destiny. Probably brought together by the commonality of enmity. You are only friends because one person is the enemy of both of you. You don't have any agenda together. There are people you need to download from your life. There are people you need to offload from your destiny. They are not your enemies. Also, they are not your friends. You know them. In these days of social media, I have 500 friends on Facebook. 5,000 friends. The word friends has become so useless. Somebody you don't know from anywhere is a friend. You are a born again, tongue-talking Christian. That woman is a prostitute in a brothel or a killer in a gang. Is your friend. Sends you a friend request. Or maybe he sends you an invitation. How many friends have invited people to their death? From one part of the world to another, or from, do you understand what I'm saying? These are all weights. There are times you fast from food, you fast from drink. Do you know that Israel fasted from talk before the wall of Jericho collapsed? Moses said, walk round the wall 7 times. And as you walk on the 7th day, he said, speak not one word until the day, Joshua, until the day I bid you to shout. Don't say one word. Why? Because in the course of your talking, unbelief will escape. In the course of your talking, grumbling will escape. And in the course of your talking, power leakage happens. Talkativeness is leakage of power. Your words carry weight when they are spoken at the right time. Your words carry weight when they are backed up with faith and backed up from depth. Somebody say a louder amen. Amen. You are on the phone until you are going to the pulpit to preach. What are you going to talk? And Joshua had commanded people, saying, you shall not shout nor make a noise with your voice. Neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day I bid you to shout. It was after this episode that when they spoke, the word came out with force. The talkativeness would have leaked the power here and there. So if they had shouted, it was like a cellophane bullet hitting the wall. It's a new day. After you have done all the 8 things I just mentioned, can you identify them one by one? After you possess vision and you strive for excellence and you hate the oppressor and his oppression and you company with runners and you possess light and you wait on the Lord and connect the hand of the Lord and drop every weight. All of this is wrapped up in one word. The decision to run. Having done all of this, decide to run. You say run with patience. It didn't say when you feel like it. When you are moved. They shall run. They shall run. You must make up your mind that no devil will slow you down. The devil say, why are you still preaching? Or why are you still doing this? You don't have this or that. You tell the devil, you know what? I am going to do these things. And the devil does not slow you down. You make a choice. That may not be a number. Well, you can leave it as number 9 if you want. Run! And that is what we have come to do tonight. I made up my mind many years ago that I am not going to do ordinary ministry. I am not going to do ordinary church work. I made up my mind that my assignment will be revolutionary. Many of the people seated here, when I was talking from the beginning, some of them didn't understand. You remember many, many years ago, when I said very soon, that was at the beginning of our church. You know this mobile phone that is 120,000 for one, in those days, not 9 not. I said very, very soon, everybody will own a mobile phone. At that time, it was like madness. It's time to read the how. It will be so abundant that we may have to tell people to switch off their phone inside service. We said that then. At that time, a church of 1,000 people, at the most 5 people, or a few, will own not 9 not. That Nokia. It was a symbol of status. Cellular. It was big. Then we said, you know what we are doing here from here? It will ring around the world. Nations will come. We will catch them on fire and send them back. At that time, not a nation. We are talking of 45 nations today. Apart from literally 190 something to 200 connected right now. Am I communicating at all? You decide it. That the gods of your father's house can slow anybody down but not you. From the line where I have come from, nobody has reached where we are today. That the forces of witchcraft cannot stop you. That the territorial powers of the territory where you are cannot localize you. Stand up on your feet. Are you ready to run? Hey! Is somebody ready to run? Are you 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 ready to rebel? To rebel against the forces of stagnation, against the forces of delay, against the forces of backwardness, against the forces of sluggishness? Are you ready to run? In the name of Jesus, on your mask, get set, run! hey. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the spirit. 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 Open your mouth and pray. In the spirit. In the spirit. Don't just be moving. Be in prayers. Be in prayers. Are they praying in the locations? That's right. Be in the spirit. Be in prayer. 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 Be in prayers. Be in the spirit. Be in the spirit. Be in prayers. Be in the spirit. Be in prayers. Be in prayers. Pray. Open your mouth and pray. Ashadam. Open your mouth and pray. We receive the mantle. The mantle. The mantle. We receive it. Let the set of Karina Gagalalus. Let the set of Karina Gagalalus. Let us see that. In Jesus. Precious name. Lift your hands everywhere. Lord, I'm hungry for revival, for your outpouring, for fresh fire. Lord, I'm hungry.
Lord, I'm hungry for revival, for your outpouring, for fresh fire. Lord, I'm hungry for revival, for your outpouring, for fresh fire.
Again, Lord, I'm hungry.
Lord, I'm hungry.
For revival, for your pouring,
for fresh fire.
Oh Lord, I'm hungry.
Hey.
For revival,
for your pouring,
not to suffer.
Just mine.
Hey! Fresh fire is burning. The oil is dropping. Sing mantles are falling.
We do believe that you have been blessed by this message. To place your order for audios and DVDs of our messages, please contact us +234 80 332 00320, +234 80 331 44509. +234 704 007 4930 or visit our website at www.dunamisgospel.org. Remember, the devil is not in control. God is in control.
Child, Allah can't stop it. Child, Allah can't stop it. Nobody can stop it.